Well, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Right.
In the beginning. Well, in the beginning, he made, as he made, created heaven and earth, he put the sun and the moon. And he said that there was the evening and morning was the first day. Well, that had to be a 24-hour period, so how could it be anything else? Somebody says, well, time with God is no such thing as time. So it could be billions of years old.
That's a lot of humbug.
Education and all this, these theories and things, it's just guesswork. You can't match God's wisdom. You can say, well, it could be, but you can't prove it.
Well, what does it matter that the earth would be a million years old or
six? Well, they claim that all back in then, a man was walked on his all fours and he began to get up, and he's doctored. I just heard a big doctor the other day on television talking about this so much back trouble. The reason we have back trouble, we walked on all fours then, and all them things came out. Then we straightened up, it gives us that trouble in the way we're made. He's got a lot to learn. He's got all the knowledge in the world, but he don't have the knowledge of God.
Well, what does that matter either? I don't know what it does not.
It doesn't matter, but a lot of our wisdom that we study in our book is just imagination. It's not all facts. See what I mean?
As far as I can see, it all gets back down to the question of who created the universe.
God.
Right. We could have made it ourselves.
God created it.
And whether it took him a day or what we call a day or what we call a million years.
Well, it took him a day. He spoke it and it come into existence just like that. But all the things that gradually come up to where it is in this present day. And it's just about the time where he says, that's enough. You know, he says, as it was in the days of Noah, when God destroyed the earth with water, with the flood, why did he destroy? Because of the wickedness of the people. They were married, they were intermarrying. He didn't believe in messing up the bloodlines, integration. If God had believed in, if he was wasn't a segregated God, all your different fishes would be together. All species of the... All your species and things have been changed.
I see your point.
God is a segregated God, but he says we're all created equal. Man's created equal, but God created man to begin with. Man is made in the image of God. We're in the likeness of God. One of these days God's going to come back. Christ is God himself. He said he was God manifested in flesh. Come down, he walked amongst men, he lived with them. But he was God, and God man. God is the Spirit. That's three, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So all these religions that's coming up is just mostly people out trying to make money, make a big thing out of it. These television programs, they're what you call antichrist. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. It's not there. We've got one book to go by, the Bible. And if we go by the Bible and understand it, and you can't understand it unless you're a child of God. The Spirit of God puts that Spirit within you where you can understand it. Don't care how much knowledge you've got in this world, if you're not a child of God, you won't understand all the mysteries of God. And in order to understand it, you've got to be a child of God. You've got to be saved. You've got to accept Christ. And as you read it, you'll have a revelation of it. The Old Testament was